from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Snake news is coming up, but first, some TV. This guy's been popping up a lot more and more, or maybe it's just because I've just been down and watching more TV.
Sure.
But he was hosting Shark Week.
Oh, Shark Week was going on, huh?
Yeah, and then he made, he popped up, out of the blue, he popped up on The Bear. Do you watch The Bear?
I do watch The Bear. I watched, the new season, I watched one episode of it. It was dumb, and I need to go back. I'll keep watching, but I really hated the first episode, and it killed a lot of my enthusiasm for it.
I was pissed at the first episode of the new season.
It was just stupid.
Because it wasn't even a real episode. It was just
flashbacks.
It was B-roll. It was like...
It was 45 minutes of food porn.
Yeah.
And like, if you're into that, cool. But like...
But look, it's the first episode of a new season. Everybody's waiting for it. And basically, all it was stuff from the past two seasons.
Yes.
And glamorizing like the new food. Just like really great shots of the new food.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, look, The Bear, I really like that show. Soft spot in my heart, restaurant.
Yeah, I enjoyed the first two seasons of it. And I'm sure that I will watch the rest of this season.
I finished season three, but it's just not, I don't know.
It loses steam?
I like the show. That show, oddly, has crept so far from where it started to what it became that it's just, I don't know, it's weird. And I guess apparently they filmed, I think this season was 8 or 9 episodes, maybe 10, but I think 8, 9. They filmed another 8 or 9 already. It's already in the can.
Oh, okay.
But they're milking that into a whole new season.
Sure.
So it's sort of to be continued at the end. So this season, I'll just warn you now, I'm not going to give you any spoilers.
You're going to get a huge cliffhanger?
Yes. Like, nothing. They don't resolve any of the things that come up during the season.
Hmm.
So you have to wait till next season.
Okay.
Which, but I do like the show.
Wait like a year?
I don't know when they're going to drop it, but that Jeremy Allen White guy, I think he's great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good show, but, man, it can be tough sometimes.
I understand. Well, this is the problem that I have. This is why people have kind of shifted from movies to TV, right? Everyone loves the long-form series. And this is why I like movies to this day better than I do TV. Yes, in TV, you can flesh out more. You can go into more detail. You can extend storylines. 1 out of every 1,000 shows can keep momentum past even one season, let alone 2 or 3. Almost every show, even good ones, go through a dip. Like season 4, you're like, oh my God, what was that? And they need to be wound up. Most series shouldn't be more than 1 or 2 years at the most, but people keep extending them and you run out of ideas. And like you said, it wanders so far from what it was because there was a natural arc to that show that should have ended, but they're like, no, it's a success, so we have to keep going more. See Yellowstone, see Ozark, see, I mean, all of these shows. And Ray Donovan was the best. That thing was terrible.
That show, but yeah, I got through all of it. And it was all the same.
Yes.
And it was 10 seasons of the same thing.
It was terrible at the end. And then Dexter got really, really bad. So either you run out of things and you have to wander way away from what the show was, or you have to do the same thing so many times that you're like, well, this is dumb. How many times can you do the same thing and have me care about it? And so that's why I like movies. Movies, for better or worse, hey, man, you got 2 to 3 hours to get it in and wrap it up and keep it tight, because very, very few shows. Breaking Bad was one of the, I think, the few that actually had a great arc. There was never any giant lulls, and they tied it up. But if that thing had gone on another season, we'd be saying the same thing, like, oh my God, what is this?
Almost all of the best shows keep it to 5 seasons or less. The ones that have the restraint to tell their whole story over, I don't know, maybe 40 to 60 episodes and not go into 7, 8, 12 seasons, those I think are the best ones.
So the guy who made the cameo in season 3 of The Bear, out of the blue he pops up in the show, you'll see when you go back and watch it, is John Cena.
Get right the hell out of town. Why is John Cena in The Bear?
He plays one of the brothers. The two goofy... brothers, the fat guy.
Yeah.
And then
aren't there like 9 of them or something like
that? Yeah,
they've got a huge family.
There's supposed to be a bunch of them. He comes in as one of them. He cleans floors. They need the floors cleaned.
He's a FAC? Is that right?
A what?
Their last name is FAC.
Yes. And they're pretty funny.
Yeah.
And he actually is really good in The Bear. And it was only one episode, but he was pretty funny. But I just kept seeing John Cena everywhere. He's everywhere. Yeah.
Well, he's retiring from wrestling.
Is he?
And so he... Every wrestler tries to do this, and very few can actually do it. The one that has done it the best is The Rock, because you can only wrestle for so long. Batista has done this. He's become a legitimate actor, but for every one of those, there's a lot of others, and no offense to John Cena, that dude is dreadful. Like, he's...
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
Dude, The Rock is dreadful.
The Rock is dreadful. He's just very likable.
Is John Cena... Because he seems like a goober to me.
Yes.
Is he more The Rock, or is he more Ryan Reynolds?
The Rock.
Oh, The Rock.
Because he seems more The Rock, but he's everywhere.
He is, because...
The Rock is, too.
And people love The Rock, but people love John Cena.
People love John Cena. And Cena has, like...
I will say, in The Bear, he's pretty funny.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know how those two brothers do. It's kind of a little over the top with their banter.
Yeah.
He fits into that really well.
Cena has, because he's been in a bunch of stuff. Like, he has made a successful transition, and he was in Cock Blockers.
Whoa.
He was in, I think, one of the Transformer movies. He was okay in the Suicide Squad. Like, he's a bad actor, but The Rock was a bad actor. Schwarzenegger was a bad actor. But if you find the right vehicles, I find Cena to be horrific. Anytime he shows up, I'm like, oh my God, get ready for the most wooden performance of all time. But he's a likable guy, and he's a huge guy. He's a handsome guy, and he's kind of cultivated a good little personality where people
like him.
People like him. And I think there's an element of, hey, it's John Cena. He ain't getting roles because of merit. That's for certain.
Yeah. Well, you'll see him in The Bear.
Well, and again, now that he's retired, he has to find another career. He's not wrestling anymore. So you got to make the transition. And I can say that Cena's not a good actor, and he's not, but he's better than Hulk Hogan. Remember the Hogan movies?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
What was he in?
Mr. Mom?
He was in No Holds Barred. He was in, a bunch of these just horrid. He made a TV series called, like, Thunder Bay. It was like a Baywatch knockoff.
Hell, he was even horrible in his own sex video.
Yes.
He can't even act in his own porn vid.
The best was when Hogan at trial had to admit that he had a small penis. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
how did it come up, and what did he have to say? I don't remember this.
There was a great clip, and I don't remember exactly. He was, because it was Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah.
Right, I'm sure the clip's still out there.
Yeah,
Bubba the Love Sponge was his buddy, and Hogan was having sex with Bubba's wife, and Bubba knew about it. It was like Bubba wanted him to, and there was something about how they were trying to prove that Hogan knew what was going on, and they were talking about like him and Bubba were talking about like some dude with like a big hog. And Hogan was like, well, we weren't talking about...
Clearly not talking about me.
Yes. And the guy was like, the guy was badgering Hogan, and Hogan goes, dude, it's not me. He's like, I don't have a big penis. Because we were talking about like a 10-inch penis. He's like, I don't have a big one. So, and like Hogan said something like, if you've seen the tape, like, you like, I don't have a big... on the stand at a trial, Hogan had to come out and be like, yeah
that's right. I'll confirm that.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not packing heat. It's the best part of that old trial.
Yeah, they said, after playing audio clips from Bubba the Love Sponge Show and the Howard Stern Show, Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea, discussed his sex life. Michael Sullivan, the lawyer, asked the former wrestler if he, in fact, said those things. And Hogan said, referring to an interview he did in character, I do not have a 10-inch penis. Terry Bollea's penis is not 10 inches. I was totally Hulk Hogan during the interviews because I wasn't at home in my private house.
I only lie about having a big Johnson.
Whoa.
Hogan's such a yutz.
Locked, cocked, ready to rock.
And, well, anyway. I was dating a gal who liked... There was 10 inches? Dating the wrong...
She didn't get that.
She wasn't dating Hulk Hogan.
I've never seen so much dong in my life.
There was two hot wrestling sisters. I don't remember what their names are, but they were twins.
Are they recent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them.
And they were hot. They were like two hot twins. And one of them was with...
The Bella Twins. They have a reality show.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Nikki Bella and Haley Bella, something like that?
Nikki and Brie.
My gal at the time loved watching. She loved the Bella Twins. So this show would be on, and she hated John Cena, because Cena was dating one of them. Mm-hmm. And this is the only thing that Cena's ever done that I like. Cena had one of the... I don't remember what twin he was with. Had her move into the house. And when you move into the house, you have to sign rules to go into John Cena's house, saying that if he wants you to leave, you have to leave. There's like codes of conduct,
almost like an NDA, but way more advanced.
Yeah, and like they Cena is really, like, he's really fancy. He likes things his exact way, and he made like. It was this weird thing. He made her sign a contract, basically. If you want to date John Cena, you have to sign a contract agreeing to certain stipulations to be with John Cena. And it made him look like a giant horse's ass, and they all hated him. I thought it was great. Cena's like, yeah, baby, I love you, but I'm going to need you to sign these documents right here before you decide to come into the Cena household.
How many celebs do you think do that? I bet a lot.
Probably a lot.
More than we think.
Yeah. Because there's like common law stuff, and
you
just...
Well, and you get burnt.
Yes.
Somebody steals from you, they're in it for the wrong reasons, and like, I kind of see the flip side of that.
Yeah.
Where you would, if you're someone of his stature, that you would cover your, you got to cover your bases. Yeah.
There was something about weird, because he's like a big anti-kid guy, so there was stuff in there about like birth control, like mandates, and like when you ate dinner at his house, it had to be... You had to like dress up. Like, there was dress codes at his house. There were times and places that you could or could not wear like comfies. And I was like, oh my God, can you imagine living in a house with John Cena and you're coming down to dinner and John Cena's like, you're not dressed for dinner. like he's in a suit, like at dinner. You're just the two of you at the house. And he's like, I'm going to need you to go change. He's a weird duck.
Now I'm reading about Cena and they're saying that the critics panned his appearance on The Bear.
Probably should, but he can't act.
Yeah, but I thought he was pretty funny on there. I don't know that he was good. What do I know?
The only thing I've seen him in that he was in that Suicide Squad movie, and he was okay in that. Because he plays a douchey superhero. Like, but he ain't worse than The Rock. The Rock cannot act. The Rock is brutal. And I like The Rock, but holy God.
Yeah, I like him as a person. I've never seen him in a single thing that I was like, oh, that was... Like, I thought the idea of Ballers was great. Cool. Give me a sports-centric entourage. Sounds awesome. He was unwatchable. You can throw as many Miami models in my face as you want. I couldn't watch The Rock. He's terrible.
So bad.
I watched that show.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep up with it. Couldn't do it.
You're so right. He's so bad at it.
I watched it. He made a superhero movie, like Black Adam. It's so bad. It's just, like, you can't even... Like, you have to watch it, like, through your fingers. It's that bad.
Oh, and they had him sing in the Disney movie Moana. He's terrible at that, too.
I actually liked Moana.
The You're Welcome song is awful. He's terrible.
Wow. And yet worth how much?
Oh, God, so much money.
How much
money
is that dude worth?
And I was a Rock super fan as a wrestler.
Hey, by the way.
I mean, he's got a great personality. He's a super nice guy.
Well, let's just keep with TV talk.
Yeah.
There's a show that you and I both totally med.
Mm.
That means...
Yeah.
Meh.
Meh. Meh.
But it's back, and I'm here to report to you. You need to get back on board.
Get right the hell out of town. Yeah. All right.
And maybe you already are.
I don't know.
But let's check.
Now, once I miss something, there's a good chance I ain't coming back.
I think you should come back to this.
All right.
We'll get to that next. But first, Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Well, this is awkward. So.
Yeah, what do you think that show is that you gave up on?
I know, he was all excited about, like, telling me about the show.
Oh, you know what? He has COVID again.
He got COVID in the bathroom?
Right now.
Is that what happened?
Fifth time.
The Rona came back strong and got him? Like, to see that he's in rare form. People are pointing out that, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin and Goldberg are good actors. No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Stop. Yes, they were in The Longest Yard. And in something like that, when you can be Goldberg and play Bill Goldberg,
yeah,
it works.
Wasn't he also, like, a former football player?
Yeah, he played for, like, the Falcons.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you have Stone Cold in a limited role and he can play, like, a security guard, sure. But this is the problem with, like The Rock. You can only play one thing. And, mm-hmm. like, there's only so many times you can play that one role, especially when you can't act.
And I think that's why they thought Ballers would work. It's like, oh, he looks the part.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he still can't act, so even if he looks the part.
Say what you will about, like, Stallone or Schwarzenegger or, like, you know, Bruce Willis, like a lot of the action stars. Yes, they play the same role every time. That's why Jason Statham. But at least you're good at it. The problem with all the wrestlers is they can only play one thing and they're not good. They're not good at it. They're
why
terrible.
Is it that wrestlers are this?
Well, because you can only wrestle for so long, but you already have a built-in fan base. You have a big personality, name brand recognition.
Well, yeah, you're right. Star wrestlers have a huge following.
I think this is a little bit like NASCAR and brand sponsors. The base that follows is so loyal to those individuals you can sell that. You can sell tickets on that.
That makes sense.
It is kind of amazing that, again, no one believes that The Rock is any good, but everything he does is... He just keeps getting more opportunities because he's likable. If you're likable, you have a big name. And look, he looks like a superhero. And that's the weird thing about The Rock, too, is when he started out, he did not look like this. Like, if you look at The Rock when he first set out, The Rock tried to be an actor. And then he realized that he's not very good at it. And you can't get roles just being an average-looking guy. And he was like, you know what I can do, though? Get up to 285 pounds with 4% body fat and be the largest dude on screen and, you know, larger than life. It's the Schwarzenegger thing, and it worked.
And do you think you have to pay less for those guys than, like, the star actors? Like,
well, when they start, but, now The Rock is...
Well,
a while, he was charging a bunch, but I bet you get him pretty cheap now because his stuff doesn't make any money.
Right, so he... And you see the movies that he does.
Yes.
So it all pencils.
It's
like, you know, he's cheap. He's got a big following. Throw him in there. You know, do a crappy-ass movie.
Yep.
Throw some money at it, and you'll make 10 times the money in the box office.
Yeah.
Because people will go watch him do anything.
Yeah. And when they do some of the bigger budget stuff, it flops because that only works for so long. But when you make a $180 million superhero movie, you can't make that up just off the Rock. You need people to actually go and think it's good.
Here's somebody who said Adam Sandler has made a career out of playing Adam Sandler. And last time I checked, he's kind of rich.
Brilliant about it.
That's true.
Yes.
Amazing. He's a one-off, though.
He may be the best of all time. I think it's between him and Schwarzenegger. They may be the best at just playing themselves, and it works.
Although Sandler has gone, like, even recently, he had that Netflix basketball movie. It wasn't remotely supposed to be funny. He was a serious scout slash coach. Like, he's even tried to do some other stuff.
Yeah, Punch Drunk Love and a couple things. He's branched out to some, and I actually like some of the dramatic stuff, but... Dude, he knows where his bread and butter.
That's the gambling one. That one was good.
Yeah, he always goes back to grown-ups. Like you can always make a grown-ups movie for a super cheap budget, and people will eat it up. Eddie Murphy did this. Like, people give Eddie Murphy crap because at one point he was super edgy, great stand-up, Beverly Hills Cop, all that stuff, and then his career kind of started to fade, and people gave him crap. And I saw an interview once where he raged against them, and he goes, look at my box office. He goes, my movies make money. They're not the movies that critics like, but all those Nutty Professor and crap like that. He made so much money off of doing these dumb kid flicks, but he's like, I make money.
More power to him.
He's like, I'm rich.
It's like Ice Cube. I mean, he was in NWA shouting F the police, yes. And then he's doing kids movies called Carpool where he drives a minivan. Yep.
And yes, he sold out, and yes, you know, all those things, but that dude sits on a pile of money and is like, dude, you can call me whatever you want. I'm rich.
All right, so let's take a break, and then we'll have a nice, juicy final seggy here. Yeah. And I'll tell you the show I think you need to get back into. We'll do that next. It's 6:45 on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.